In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I always say to you, that the intervals between Nairuz and the feast of the cross, Fatra min Eid al-Nauruz la Eid al-Salib. Always we pray in a joyful tune. Binsalli binagama farayh. Actually, I say to you always that the feast of the cross represents the love of God to the church. And the feast of Nairuz represents the love of the church to God. So it is love between our Lord Jesus Christ as a bridegroom and his church as a bride. يعني قصة حب بين المسيح وبين الكنيسة. Our Lord Jesus Christ, his blood was shed for his church, دم سفك من أجل الكنيسة. And also the church offered so many martyrs whose blood were shed for the sake of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. نعم. عيد الصليب يوم 27 September 27th. We have two feasts for the cross. And then عيدين للصليب. One of them comes in March, 19th of March, and the other in September 17th. 27th of September. Okay? I think we spoke during the last weeks about the Nairuz and the love of the church to our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, today, Abuna Shnuda sent email that he will start studying the epistle of James. بعد يقول ان احنا هنبتدي رساله يعقوب يقصد الاسبوع اللي جاي بس هو بعت على اساس انها النهارده so it will be next week the study of the epistle of James will start next week today I would like to discuss with you the love of the church to our Lord Jesus Christ this is the feast of Nairuz عيد النيروز And I will study with you now or speak with you now about the end of this interval which represents the love of our Lord Jesus Christ to his church. حب المسيح لكنيسته أو حب العريس للعروس بتاعته. And to see what is the meaning of the cross. Of course, my beloved, the cross is not this only. This is a cross. But this cross is a piece of wood or a piece of metal. See? It can be a piece of leather. ممكن يبقى جلد, ممكن يبقى خشب, ممكن يبقى معدن, ممكن يبقى gold, whatever. But actually, what I mean by the cross is not only the shape of the cross or the material of the cross, but I mean the meaning of the cross. What is the meaning of the cross? Actually, the cross is the power of God. Is the power of God. قوة الله. Actually, the cross means the love of God. محبة الله. And I will support what I say through some, through the Bible and through some verses. Concerning just few verses, John 15 and the verse 13. John 15 and the verse 13. يقول ليس حب أعظم، ليس لأحد حب أعظم من هذا أن يضع أحد نفسه لأجل أحبائه. فده قمة الحب. Greater love has no one than this. فيش حب أكتر من كده. Greater love has no one than this. Than to lay down one's life for his friends. واحد يبذل حياته من أجل أحبائه. فده this is one of the meaning of the cross. It is love. It is love. The other meaning of the cross, which is the power في the first Corinthian, Corinthians الأولى, the first chapter and the verse 18. Verse 18. I can remind you by this verse, which all of you know. He says that for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us are being who are being saved, it is the power of God. كلمة الصليب عند الهالكين جهالة. يعتبروه نوع من الجهل. يعني إيه واحد يموت على الصليب في هذا القسم؟ أما عندنا نحن المخلصين فهي قوة الله. So when I speak to you about the cross, I am speaking actually not about the cross as a sign, as a piece of wood. Even the same cross, the same wood on which our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Yes, we honor it. But the meaning of the cross for me, it means so many meaning. Huh? And on the top of them, the power of God and the love of God. And also humbleness of God. How come that the Lord who is glorified from the holy angel and the archangel to come and to be crucified from his servants? It is humbleness from our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why cross means love of God, power of God, humbleness of God, humbleness of our Lord Jesus Christ. قوة الله, حب الله, تواضع الله العظيم. Another meaning. Cross means something spiritually and dogmatic. Something spiritual and dogmatic. برضو في معاني روحية ومعاني عقيدية في الصليب. Simply, when we start to pray, we make the sign of cross. ونقول كده, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Do you know when you do this, you confess three of the most important dogma in our belief. First of all, we confess the Holy Trinity. بنعلن اعترافنا بالثالوث. بنقول كده, the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. So when we do the sign of the cross, we declare our faith in the Holy Trinity. بنعلن إيماننا بالإيه؟ بالثالوث, الآب والابن والروح القدس, إله واحد. Second, we declare our faith in the incarnation of God, تجسد الله. لأن بنقول in the name of the Father, the Son, ننزل, إشارة إلى نزول المسيح, نزول الإبن. He descended from heaven to the earth. Descended means incarnation. Descended means تجسد. So the first dogma is Holy Trinity, الثالوث القدوس. The second one is incarnation, التجسد. And the third one is redemption, الفداء. لأن أنا بعمل كده, in the name of the Father, وأنزل كده أقول the Son and the Holy Spirit from left to right, This sign from left to right means redemption, because our Lord Jesus Christ, through his crucifixion, transferred us from left to right, from death to life, from darkness to light. So at least عندنا ثلاث عقائد مجرد ما برشم الصليب بقولهم وبعترف بيهم، اللي هم ايه؟ التثليث والتوحيد، عقيدة الثالوث، العقيدة الثانية التجسد، العقيدة الثالثة الفداء، مش كده؟ 3 Holy Trinity, incarnation of God, redemption. Redemption, which means in our Lord Jesus Christ transform us from left to right, from death to life, from darkness to light, from sin to righteousness. From sin to righteousness. من الخطية للبر. بالكم؟ This is from the dogmatic aspect, ناحية العقيدية. From the spiritual aspect, what is the meaning of the cross? What is the meaning of the cross? Actually, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the Gospel of Matthew, I think chapter 16, said something which is very, very important. Verse 16, he said that if anyone desires to come after me, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. إن كان أحد أو إن أراد أحد أن يأتي ورائي لازم يجي ورايا بالشرطين دول أو ثلاث شروط: ينكر نفسه، يحمل صليبه، ويتبعني. 3 steps: deny himself and carry or take up his cross, and the third: to follow me. To follow me. فاحنا عندنا I will discuss now after يعني speaking briefly about the dogmatic aspect of the cross and the sign of cross, which meant or which means declaring our faith in the Holy Trinity, declaring our faith in the incarnation of God, declaring our faith in the redemption, salvation, from right, from left to right. Now, from the spiritual aspect, من الناحية الروحية، حياة الناحية الروحية، المسيح حط الشرط دوت، قال إن أراد أحد أن يأتي ورائي ينكر نفسه، يحمل صليبه، يتبعني، deny himself, take up his cross and follow me, and follow me. الكلام ده معناه إيه؟ معناه عربي ومعناه إنجليزي، معناه إن في ناس يعني بيبصوا للمسيحية نظرة مش مظبوطة، يعني يبصوا للمسيحية على إنها حياة الراحة والفرح والاستمتاع والمتعة، وربنا يستجيب وما يدخلناش في ضيقة وما يبقاش في أي نوع من أنواع التعب. This is wrong. Some believe that Christianity means rest and to enjoy God and to God to respond to all our needs. But when we speak about tribulations, when we speak about persecutions, when we speak about suffering, they couldn't accept that. دروش يستحملوا ان في حاجة اسمها ضيق او معاناة. مش عايزين يتعبوا من اجل المسيح. Actually, Christianity means to take up your cross. There is no Christianity without cross. مفيش مسيحية بدون إيه؟ مفيش مسيحية بدون صليب. There is no Christianity without cross. Cross means to go through the narrow gate. تدخل من الباب الإيه؟ الضيق. طب الباب الضيق دي انا جبتها من عندي ولا موجوده في متى؟ ماثيو 7 and verse 13. Our Lord Jesus Christ says that enter by the narrow gate. ادخل من الباب الضيق. You have to suffer for the sake of the Lord's name. You have to labor. You have to accept every tribulations. Our Lord Jesus Christ said that in the world, في العالم, you will have tribulation. في العالم سيكون لكم ايه؟ ضيق. So spiritually, cross means to accept any tribulations, to accept any sufferings with joy. With joy, تقبل الألم من أجل المسيح بفرح. تبقى فرحان أنك بتتألم من أجل المسيح. So our Lord Jesus Christ said also in the Gospel of John, John chapter 16 and verse 33, chapter 16 and verse 33, he said that in the world you will have tribulation. There is no Christianity without tribulation. There is no Christianity without suffering. There is no Christianity without cross. لازم المسيحية يبقى فيها صليب ويبقى فيها تعب ويبقى فيها ألم. And I think ما عرفش اطلعها لكم ازاي دي, تقدر تطلع معايا ولا لا. سان بول once he get or he said a sermon and the title of the sermon was that through many tribulation we shall enter the kingdom of God. بضيقات كثيرة ينبغي أن ندخل ملكوت الله. بضيقات كثيرة ينبغي أن ندخل ملكوت الله. مش عارف دي بقى أقدر أطلعها لكم, يمكن تطلع معايا بعد شوية. أهي في Book of Acts chapter 14 and verse 22. بضيقات كثيرة. We must through many tribulation enter the kingdom of God. We must through many tribulation enter the kingdom of God. بضيقات كثيرة ينبغي أن ندخل إيه؟ ملكوت الله. So my beloved, the cross does not mean at all any cross to be put in on our chest or to put it in my hand or to draw it in the icons or to put it in the cross and in the church. No, all these are good features, but the meaning of the cross is power of God, love of God, humbleness of God, and also for me it is to accept any sufferings and any tribulation for the sake of his name. إن أنا أتحمل أي حاجة, أي تعب, أي ألم من أجل المسيح. Do you remember what our Lord Jesus Christ said to the bishop of Damascus, whose name was Hananiah, concerning Saint Paul? قال له روح له, بس قال له أهم من روح له, قال له حاجة تانية. يلا الشاطر يقول, قال إيه المسيح لما ظهر لحنانيا؟ حنانيا ما كانش يعني كان منزعج, قال له لا رب, كله إلا الراجل دوت بقى شاول الترسوس اللي جاي يقتل ويقبض علينا ده, أنت تقبله؟ ساعتها المسيح قال له حاجة جميلة قوي, قال له اذهب فإن هذا لي إناء مختار, سأريه كم ينبغي أن يتألم من أجل اسمي. سأريه كم ينبغي أن يتألم من أجل اسمي. In the book of Acts, in the book of Acts chapter 9, it was said that Ananias answered the Lord starting from verse 13. قال له لا يا رب معقولة. I have heard from many, أنا سمعت من ناس كتير, about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here, he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. الراجل ده راجل مفتري. إزاي أنا أروح له وإزاي أنت تقبله؟ But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine. خدوا بالكم بقى من اللي جاي. To bear my name before Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. سأريه كم ينبغي أن يتألم من أجل اسمي. So to accept the face of our Lord Jesus Christ, to accept the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ means to accept suffering for his name. ما تهربش من الألم, واللي يهرب من الألم يهرب من الضيقة ويهرب من الصليب ويهرب من ربنا. Those who escape from tribulation, those who escape from sufferings for God's sake, they escape actually from God himself. From God himself. I can say to you something which is very, very important, which St. Paul said in his epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. He said something which is very important, emphasizing that the cross is our way to the glory. الصليب هو طريقنا إلى المجد. And there is no glory without cross. مش هتاخد مجد من غير ما تشيل الصليب. في شابتر إصحاح 8, the epistle of St. Paul, chapter 8 and the verse 17, he says that if indeed we suffer with him, if indeed we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together. لو اتألمنا معاه يبقى هنتمجد ايه معاه. طب لو رفضنا الألم يبقى بنرفض المجد. So to enjoy the glory with our Lord Jesus Christ, you have to accept suffering with him, because it is said, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. وبالعكس كمان قال ان الألم اللي هنتألمه هنا ولا يجي حاجة بالنسبة للمجد اللي هنتمجد به هناك. اللي هي بالعربي قالها ايه, آلام الزمان الحاضر لا تقاس بالمجد العتيد أن يستعلن فينا. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. واضح يا جماعة أن الصليب مش حفلة, مش خشبة, مش معدن, مش ذهب, مش ألماز. لا, ده الصليب حياة, spiritual life, spiritual life. And in this life you suffer and accept suffering with joy for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why when we honor and glorify the martyrs, we glorify and honor them because they took up their cross. حملوا الصليب. Up to shedding of the blood, up to the extent of their blood was shed for his name. فاحنا لما بنكرم الشهداء بنكرمهم لانهم حملوا فعلا الصليب وحبوا المسيح من كل القلب. So those who love God they ask him to give them chance to suffer for his name. اللي بيحبوا ربنا بجد يقولوا له يا رب عايزين نتألم معك. The cross actually was something joyful to our Lord Jesus Christ himself. استغربوا، يعني الصليب نفسه كان موضوع سرور المسيح. المسيح كان فرحان بالصليب. تقول لي فرحان بالصليب ازاي؟ ازاي يفرح بالصليب؟ ده الصليب ده ألم وتعب. Come to me to the epistle of Hebrews. رسالة العبرانيين شابتر 12 يقول كده: من أجل السرور الموضوع أمامه احتمل الصليب مستهينا بالخزي. شابتر 12 The Hebrews. أنا بدوخكم معايا شوية في التدوير. Chapter 12 and verse 2 يقول كده هوت: looking into Jesus the author and the finisher of our faith. رئيس الإيمان ومكمله. هو خدوا بالكم: for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. من أجل السرور الموضوع أمامه احتمل الصليب despising the shame مستهينا بالخزي. يعني الصليب دوت خلى المسيح نفسه كان بيتقدم له بسرور. فالمسيح يتقدم للصليب بسرور عشاني أنا الخاطي، وأنا يعني أستعفي أو أهرب من الصليب حاجة تكسف. يعني this is one point. The most important thing which St. Paul discovered, that he said, I have been crucified with Christ. مع المسيح صلبت. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. This is in Galatians chapter 2 and verse, I think verse 20. مع المسيح إيه؟ صلبت. To consider yourself as crucified with Jesus Christ and to accept with joy every tribulation and every sufferings for his name, for the sake of his name. Where is happiness? Happiness in the kingdom of God? We do not, yes, I can accept, yes. We do not deny that with these sufferings there is joy. But there are so many people who do not like to suffer. Sufferings does not mean suffering with upset or with being يتزمر. يعني ايه مريم؟ يعني يبقى مش عاجبه. Yes. This example which our Lord Jesus said by himself. Yes.
It's a suffering.
I can. I will explain it not by myself, but through one situation when they arrested the apostles and they wanted to kill them all. خلاص يقول ايه دع الرسل وجلدوهم وأوصوهم ألا يتكلموا باسم يسوع ثم يطلقوهم. They agreed with him, with غمالائيل, and they had called for the apostles and beaten them. They commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. What happened? بعد ما ضربوهم علقة جلدوهم. عارفين عن ايه جلدوهم؟ يعني they naked them, قلعوهم هدومهم وظهرهم عريان. بطرس بجلالة قدره اتقلع هدومه ومعاه أندراوس وتوما ومتى ويوحنا, كله قلع هدومه وتعرى ظهره ونزل عليه الجلدات 39 جلدة كل واحد فيهم, 39 according to the law. Scourged them, beaten them. What happened? يقول لك كده, so they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. So both are parallel with each other. To suffer and to feel joy. To suffer and to feel joy. تتألم من أجل المسيح وتبقى في نفس الوقت فرحان بهذا الإيه؟ بهذا الألم. I rejoice in my tribulation. أفرح في ألامي. I rejoice in my sufferings. أنا أفرح في ألامي. أي مرة. Do
we have
to suffer? If we don't suffer by being confessors or martyrs, we don't have an opportunity, or another opportunity? Yes, it is very good question. Yes. They suffered as martyrs, or some suffers as confessors. But for me and for you, we have no opportunity to shed our blood or to suffer or to be imprisoned or to be scourged like them. But there are so many things to share our Lord Jesus Christ in his sufferings. And this is what I will say right now. Okay? في حاجة منال؟ كنت تقولي حاجة؟ Sure. To perfect or to offer the redemption, he has to suffer. مش كده؟ يعني ما فيش فداء من غير sufferings. اللي قالته مريم اللي هو ازاي احنا يعني نتألم. شوفوا. أنا بس عايز أشوف كلمة نتذمر يعني إيه؟ نتذمر. نتذمر يعني يبقى مش عاجبنا. يبقى. ها؟ To complain يمكن. ممكن to complain. Not to complain when we are subjected to any tribulations. So many people when they have, sorry, some disease مثلا. To have a disease or to be a sick. ها؟ Spell. Grumble, mean to complain and to, بكتبها لي عشان اعرفها. يعني not to grumble when you have something. يعني واحد مثلا مضطهد من رؤسائه, يعني persecuted in his job, or to put some sufferings on himself in doing fasting, prayer, watching. في ألام ممكن أجيبها لنفسي إن أنا أسهر, watching and fasting, serving the other, suffer for the others. And this is what I will say now. على الأقل في حاجات قالها القديس يوحنا المعمدان دلوقتي أنا عايز أقولها لكم بسرعة عشان يمكن ما عندناش وقت إن أنا أقول كل اللي عندي. شوفوا القديس يوحنا ذهبي الفم, جون كريزستوم, said something which is amazing. قال إيه؟ قال إن كنت لا تستطيع أن تحتمل, يعني في ساعات الواحد يحتمل خطايا غيره أجيب لكم مرة في الرسالة إلى فيليمون, يعني باختصار يا مريم هقولك, الواحد يحتمل أي ظلم يجيله في الشغل, أي مرض أو أي تعب يجيله, without grumbling اللي أنت قلت عليها دي. لمؤاخذة يعني واحدة هقول لكم مثل بسيط, يعني الصلبان دي كتيرة, واحدة متجوزة زوج متعب أو زوج متجوز واحدة متعبة, ممكن يبقى ده صليب, and to deal with this without grumbling, without complaining, تبقى شاكرة ربنا. المهم إن بولس الرسول في الرسالة إلى فيليمون ده كان مديون وعليه ديون, وبولس الرسول قال كلمة جميلة قوي لفليمون عن لواحد اسمه أنسيموس did something wrong and Paul said that if he has wronged you or owes anything, put that on my account. احسب ده علي أنا. خدوا بالكم, إن كان قد ظلمك بشيء أو ليك عليه دين, احسب ذلك علي. Put that on my account. I, Paul, I am writing with my own hand. احسب ده علي. You can share any poor people or needy who is مديون, يعني إيه؟ Indebted. Yes. Indebted. Anyone who is indebted, you can through the cross put this on your account. وتدفع الدين بتاعه. This is one how to participate and share the others. This is one point. عشان كده القديس يوحنا ذهبي الفم بيقول ايه؟ بيقول على الأقل إن كنت ما تقدرش تحتمل آلام الناس, على الأقل أنت ما تألمش الناس. If you are not able to suffer for the others, do not let the others suffer from you. ما تبقاش انت مصدر تعب مصدر تعب. هقولها لك تاني، عايز اطلعها لك. لو ما قدرتش تريح الناس، على الاقل ما تبقاش مصدر تعب للناس. ترجميها يا مريم. لو ما قدرتش تحتمل اتهام الناس وتنسبه ليك، على الأقل ما تتهمش الناس وتتعبهم. ترجمة تاني. أكيوز. Do not accuse others. يعني حاجات بالشكل ده، انك انت لو مش قادر يعني تحمل خطايا الاخرين وتنسبها لنفسك، على الاقل ما تتهمش، ما تفضحش الخطايا بتاعتهم. If you are not able to take their sins and to put it in yourself as our Lord Jesus Christ did, our sins were put on him, our iniquities were put in him. If you are not able to do this, at least, don't accuse the others that they are sinners. يعني على الأقل ما تتهمش الناس بأنهم خطاة ونفضحهم ونكشفهم. Our Lord Jesus Christ here in the book of Isaiah, and all of you know the book of Isaiah chapter 53, how our Lord Jesus Christ was said about him that he was رجل أوجاع ومختبر الحزن هنا إيمان في السرو and acquainted with grief and he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer, and it is that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. منا كل واحد إلى طريقه. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. والرب وضع عليه اسم جميعنا. By the end of this, what I would like to say is that cross means love of God. Cross means the power of God. Cross means that God, the humbleness of our Lord Jesus Christ. And while I am doing the sign of the cross, I declare my faith in the Holy Trinity. I declare my faith in the incarnation of God. I declare my faith in the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ through the cross. And also, spiritually, I have to take up my cross and follow our Lord Jesus Christ and deny myself and to bear, not grumbling as it was said, against any tribulations, أي ضيق، أي ألم، أي تعب، أي ظروف صعبة. ما عدش accuse God and say to him, why do you leave me to suffer? Why do you leave me? There is an oppression. There is suffering in this world. And instead of accepting this with joy, you are always complaining and grumbling against this. So many people accept and they are thankful to God when they have some diseases or being. بعد الشر عليكم كلكم يبقى عندهم cancer. And they know that the life span is very short. And they know that there is no treatment to their diseases, but they lift up their heart to God and thank Him. يشكروا ربنا. Because He gave them an opportunity to suffer with thanks and with joy. ما دي برضو حاجة بيحمل الصليب. Not necessary to be beaten or to be scourged. مش لازم يتألم بأنه ينضرب or to be imprisoned. But he is always thankful, always joyful, always thanks God for everything, even if there is an oppression, affliction, disease, sickness, tribulations, from any kind. This is the cross. And without this, the cross will fall from my hand. And if the cross falls from my hand, and I am not taking up this cross in my life, not in my hand, in my life, in my heart, there is no glory. Because it is said that if we suffer with Him, we also shall be glorified with Him. And without suffering with Him, there is no glorification with Him. ما فيش مجد من غير صليب. وما فيش صليب من غير مجد. There is no suffering without glorification. And there is no glorification without suffering. This is some of the meaning of the cross. I would like to discuss it with you tonight. But I think there is a lot of points which we may continue in other occasions. يعني في مرات تانية ممكن نتكلم عن الصليب بشكل مفصل. لكن I would like this to prepare us for when we come near to the Feast of Cross, we may prepare ourselves by giving thanks to God. If He allows for us some oppressions, some tribulations from the يعني الحياة بشكل عام, we should be thankful to Him. We should not be complaining always. في ناس دايما تشتكي ودايما ناس متذمرة ودايما ما يحتملوش بعض. دايما ما يحتملوش بعض. One of the meaning of the cross is to forgive to the others. On the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ forgave those who crucified Him and prayed to His Father and said to Him, Father, forgive them what they are doing because they are not, forgive them because they are not knowing what are they doing. So, cross means forgiveness. If you cannot forgive, you are not carrying the cross. Cross means love. If you cannot love the others, even those who are hating you, there is no cross. So, not only suffering is one aspect, but also there is forgiveness, there is love, because all these meanings are in the cross. Love, forgiveness, and power of God. Glory be to God forever. Amen. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. ربنا يعيد عليكم الأيام بخير. ويلا نصلي بقى.